This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa Life is where accomplishment and harmony coexist. Now, here's your host and Spa Life curator, Diane Halfman.
Welcome, listeners, to the next episode of the Live Your Spa Life Show. Some of you may be asking, what is Spa Life? Spa Life is a lifestyle that accepts that accomplishment and harmony coexist. The mission of Spa Life is to have clarity, contribution, and consciousness. So along those lines of, you're going to love my special guest today is Debbie Lichter. And let me tell you about this rock star. Debbie is the founder of Freedom Embodied Live and author of the forthcoming book, The Congruence Code. For nearly a decade, Debbie Lichter has helped women worldwide have a healthier relationship with food, their bodies, and themselves. As a food addiction expert, congruency coach, and spiritual mentor who has worked for Cosmopolitan Magazine International, Debbie navigated her own path to freedom from food, drug, and codependency addictions. Today, she combines 20 years of experience in the health and fitness industry with her unique and fiercely compassionate approach to helping women get free. This is so that they can have lasting freedom, feel connected, live authentically, operate from inner trust, and help others. Debbie has conducted over 200 classes, workshops, and trainings in the areas of addiction, spirituality, and self-care. She has reached thousands of women with her message of freedom, hope, and healing. Today, we'll get to learn more about her congruency code that allows food addiction and obsession to fall away without struggle. If you wanted to stop wasting time and energy thinking about food and instead be more present and have the time, energy, and confidence to help more people, then this is the show for you to hear. Wow. Welcome, Debbie, and thank you for being here as part of the Spa Life conversation.
Diane, it's so wonderful to be here. Thank you.
So good. I love this conversation. And one of the things we like to jump into with our listeners is to really talk about that lifestyle aspect of that, of having more balance and living a life of intention and a life that you truly live. And Debbie, many people live their life by default instead of by design. So what are some of the things that you consciously create that allow you to live your spa life?
I love that. Love that question. You know, I really find that being someone who's so involved with some pretty intense, you know, situations and emotions that come up with folks all day long, it's so important for me to really, really carve out the self-care time that I need at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day. And so I must say that my day starts out with copious amounts of self-care, meditation, really movement, you know, getting the food that I need, the meal that I need, and really, you know, having that time to get centered and connected in me and really get focused on my day. So right off the bat, I start out every day with design of, okay, so how can I intentionally come back to me? And now how can I intentionally go out and serve in the world? And really throughout the day, I like to, you know, one of the things about being an entrepreneur and being able to help women in the way that I do is that I really can, and you know, we really all can create our schedule to really serve our energy levels, our natural energy levels. And so I've gotten really in tune with what times of day I'm the most vibrant and when I really need to retreat and go deeper within myself and how that is going to replenish me and allow me to serve even more. So I really find that being deeply in tune with my natural rhythms throughout the day is another way that I really, really live my life by design. So those are just a couple of things right off the bat. Yeah.
I love that so much, you know, because that self-care piece is so important for people. You know, a lot of people think of self-care as being a luxury, but I always talk about that it's really a necessity. And I love how you incorporate that in your life as the foundation of doing that first. It's kind of like putting that oxygen mask on yourself first in order to be able to serve the people that we are here to serve. So Debbie, what are some of the things that you actually do to feel lighter and really ignite that intuitive guidance?
Well, So a couple things, definitely meditation. I have a pretty consistent practice of meditating twice a day and really, really dropping in, getting quiet and getting centered. A huge practice of connecting into my body. So, you know, I talk about embodiment, freedom embodied, and what does that mean? I find that we, so many of us, especially if you are a driven, successful woman who's out in the world doing a lot of exciting things, we have a tendency to really lead with our head, and we're intelligent women, you know, so we tend to really be very headstrong. And what I find is so important is to actually come back into my body. And so I have presence practices that I do. I have deep grounding practices that I do to really help me to come from that like overdrive, type A, obsessive, you know, mindset that can sometimes, if it goes unattended, can go into anxiety and overwhelm and all this kind of stuff, and really just drop into a more present place and state of being and feeling my feet on the ground. So connecting to my body is a really, really huge thing. I would say that those are like the two really, really big things that I do consistently.
I love that. And, you know, to our listeners out there, and particularly to our ladies, I mean, how many times, you know, during the day, the head is telling us all the things that we need to do and to drop back into that space of being present, you know, and that reminds me and leads me to, you know, the current buzzword is all about, I'm so busy. And you ask someone how they're doing, that is one of the first things people will say is, I'm so busy. Yet, you know, we all have the same 24 hours in a day. So what is your spa life secret that allows you to have the most impact in your day?
I love that. You know, it's actually really funny because I got free of so many addictions. One of the addictions that I got free of was busyness. I realized that I was really addicted to being busy, and I actually had to look at what I was getting out of telling everybody how busy I was, you know, and because I realized, I'm like, gosh, I really need to seem important, don't I? Like, I really had to call myself on that, you know? And so there was this whole piece of, first of all, just realizing, gosh, do I really need to be so busy? And as a part of that whole inquiry, I really got clear on the three things that I need to have in every single day. And this actually came through in a meditation back in 2011. Where I was just given this gem of insight that has helped me so much. And it pretty much said, if every day has a combination of self-care, service, and celebration, you will have a really, really well-rounded, fulfilling day and life. And I must tell you, Diane, when I actually do a little bit of each one of those things, it doesn't mean I've got to like go out and party, you know, but celebration can be, I mean, I love to be creatively expressed. So celebration is like, oh gosh, it feels so celebratory to be able to, you know, really play in that realm, or to be able to go for a beach walk with a friend or something like that. Like, what can just feel like an inner celebration? Like my little inner girl gets to be in joy. So to start out with, you know, just addressing the question, I feel like we all have the same 24 hours in the day. And how do we, you know, how do we make the greatest impact? Well, one of those ways is that I get really clear on what having a successful day actually means. So that's one piece of it. Yeah. And the other piece of it too is, you know, in that quiet time that I take in the morning, I really get clear as part of it towards the end when I'm asking the universe, God, spirit, how can I be of maximum service? I'm really listening for what are those one, two, or three things that like are critical must happen things today. And then instead of focusing on the whole to-do list, I just focus on what are those things that need to happen. And it doesn't necessarily always mean that it has to be three things in my business. Sometimes it's something in my business. It's a conversation that I have been withholding that is like creating a lot of internal energy and stealing my peace. And maybe it's, you know, a self-care practice. It really depends. But if I can just focus on those three things, then I feel like I'm actually moving the needle forward in every area of my life, but just by taking that small action. And I would say that the last thing that just really springs to mind when you ask me that question is team, is having team and not thinking that I have to do it all, and really getting clear on what I'm here to do in the world and how I'm here to make an impact and to share my gifts, and really giving other people an opportunity to step in and share their gifts by supporting in ways that aren't really in my wheelhouse.
Right. Yeah. Just to get clear around that aspect alone is so huge. You know, this is such a gem to share that. I would love for you to say that again so people can really hear that. As say again, what are those three things that has to happen in your day?
Self-care. And let me just expand on self-care, because self-care isn't just, I need to go get a massage, or, you know, like for me, self-care is also the healthy boundaries that I have with people. Self-care are the ways that I honor myself and others, the way that I stand in my truth, the way that I live authentically and congruently. So self-care, it's a whole practice that I really teach my clients, because what I found on my own journey was that I was so confused growing up around what was self-care and what was selfish, because I felt guilty all the time if I was doing something that was self-caring. And then I was told I was being selfish, I was doing something that was self-caring. And so I just had no idea. And so I spent an entire year actually asking that in daily quiet time, daily meditation, like, teach me what self-care is. And it turned into this really, really beautiful, robust understanding that then I can help my clients with. So self-care is the first piece. And then service. You know, I think that so many women, we naturally want to help others. We naturally want to be of service. It's so important, though. One thing that I had to get really clear on in my own life, and it is that the part of me that wants to help and the part of me that wants to give advice and be a helper, you know, sometimes can be a little bit codependent. And so how to truly be of service is to come from a deeply resourced well and to be living in integrity and congruency with how I'm operating and be flowing over with that, that then it spills over into wanting to share that with others. And I see, Diane, you very much being an embodiment of that very thing. Your ability to serve in the world comes from the surplus of what you have created and resourced within yourself.
Thank you. And it's an important conversation to have with people, because I love that you really touch on that part of, because a lot of women feel with all the things they have going on, and you go back to that busy word of everything happening, either don't have time to have self-care or they feel guilty about it. So I love that you put that on the table, because really it's important to not only not feel guilty about it, but to understand that it's not just a luxury, that it's a necessity in order for you to do that bigger work, to move into that place of service. If you don't take care of yourself, you're either going to burn out, or you are going to feel that you're just not serving in the way that you're here to serve. And so you have to fill yourself up to be able to have that excess to give out to other people. So I really love that you're touching on that guilt part.
Absolutely. And actually, so where I actually take the conversation, because what landed for me, you know, I was toggling between what's selfish and self-care. And then what actually landed for me is that self-care is the highest form of service.
I love it.
Yes.
So
and
good.
So, and I'm like, oh, okay. This is actually how I can serve others. It's not the only way I can serve others, but it's how I can serve others by actually loving, nurturing, and being truly devoted to my own self-care. Because if we really are living in a world where, you know, we want to believe that there's like a divine organizing energy, whether it's God or the universe or just, you know, the principle of love or whatever, then to the extent that I actually take myself out and say, oh yeah, well, it's all beautiful and perfect and all love and everyone else gets it, but not this over here. it's kind of like telling the universe or telling God, yeah, you just messed up in this corner over here, you know? And it's like, well, that actually doesn't even work with the whole philosophy. Like, you're either going to be into the philosophy or you're not going to be into the philosophy, you know? So which way are you working? So when you honor yourself with that self-care, you can actually step forward into the highest level of service. So that is the progression, actually, of self-care. And then that final piece is celebration. And celebration, like I said, celebration can be going out to party, you know, it can be going out and having a good time and having a laugh, but it's anything that fills you, you know. It's maybe for you, celebration is like making that really yummy cup of cocoa and sitting down with a good book, or, you know, because I mean, I don't know about you. Well, I know you're a big reader, but sometimes I hold off reading until like I've done the stuff. It's like a gift I can give myself, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
But, and so to indulge in that, to say, yes, this is actually celebratory for me, to really, really sink my teeth into a good book or to connect with a friend or to go somewhere new. I find that, especially in the conversation of addiction and addictive patterns and obsessions and codependencies and things like that, that most of us are walking around with an inner girl who's pretty starved. She's been pretty shut down throughout her life. She's living in that kind of deprivation mode. And a lot of times when we act out, it's because she's throwing a temper tantrum. And she's like, I want what I want. You're not listening to me. I need to get what I need. And so I find that celebration is really an access point to be able to give her more of what she needs and to really be able to live in joy. You know, we talk so much about, I want to feel light. I want to feel free. I want to feel joyful. I'm like, well, what are you actually incorporating into your life?
Yes.
To feel that joy. And so celebration really represents that piece.
I love that because, you know, that really weaves into the thread of where people are operating from a place of busyness. You'll accomplish something amazing, even if it was just you connected with a client or you finished a project or, you know, you just did the things that you set out to do. You were in integrity with yourself. And to be able to celebrate that, I think sometimes that's something that just either doesn't happen or isn't fully embraced because of the busyness addiction of just moving on to the next thing. So to actually take pause in celebrating where we're at, because it's also from that place that you can then look and see, okay, now what do I choose next? Versus being this blur of, you know, the next thing, the next thing, the next thing, is to really be present to your life and to have celebration be a big component that you're incorporating in your day, and the different ways that you're doing that is so beautiful.
And yeah, I love that so much. And then celebration then becomes part of your self-care. So yes. It just comes in this beautiful, they all weave together. Yeah.
So good. I love that.
Yeah.
So I would love for you to complete this sentence. I unapologetically choose to
be all of me.
Tell us more about that.
So I spent so many years, you know, I was a expert in the health and fitness industry, and I had food addictions and drug addictions and codependency addictions and work addictions and, you know, busyness addictions, and I was living so incongruently, and I felt like such a fraud, and I felt like I couldn't be all of me. I felt like who I was wasn't acceptable. I wasn't enough, or I was too much of the wrong things and not enough of the right things, or I just wasn't the right kind. And so there was this constant filtering, editing, censoring, studying your facial expressions to decide how I was going to speak to you or interact with you, wanting you to like me. And so everything was living for what I call the external feedback loop of like, okay, I need you to approve and like me and validate me so that I can feel valued and feel my own worth, and, you know, constantly living outside of myself. And so I was compartmentalizing all of these pieces of me, and no one, even including myself, knew what all of me was. And I certainly, something like emotions, I was like, emotions are messy and they're stupid. And I judged people who couldn't have control over their emotions. I was a total control freak. And so for my journey of getting free was actually coming to a place of being able to embrace the full range of who I am, being able to embrace the parts of me that don't like parts of me, being able to still embrace all of that. Right. And what I find when I'm working with women, especially in the very beginning, is that they come in and they have so much self-judgment about the way that they've been acting with food or the way that they've been drinking or the way that they've been acting in their relationships, whatever it is. And the self-judgment alone holds them hostage from being able to be on that path of freedom and integration. Right. And so it's a practice that I do and that I embody and that I teach my clients how to do to actually fully embrace what is. So I've got a little tool that I use. Can I share it here?
Please, absolutely.
Okay, great. So I find that, you know, anytime we're like holding back on who we think that we are, like anytime we feel like we're holding back or like bracing against life, whether we're in judgment against ourselves or others, whether we are in limiting beliefs, whether we actually physically feel that, like the tension or the stress, the anxiety in our bodies, whatever that bracing looks like. And I say, can you go from the brace to the embrace? Can you just fully embrace whatever that is as part of the fullness of your experience right now. And in that embrace, can I create some space? And so we just imagine ourselves like wrapping our arms around that entire situation and creating some space. And then can I invite in grace? And whatever grace looks like for you, maybe it's love, maybe it's spirit, maybe it's God, whatever that is for you. But can you bring in something that feels like a power that is going to feel inspiring and light and loving for you, and allow that to take you into a new place?
I love this. This is such an important conversation to have around this. And, you know, I refer to it as the facade, where we show up in the world as one way. Of course, we all want to, I mean, listeners, we've all been in this place where it's like, we want to come across as being successful. We have it all together and then, you know, our best foot forward and all of those things. However, there may be other aspects to ourselves that we don't share with other people. That's kind of on the back burner and can feel like incongruent. In fact, I've been, you know, I love about you accessing your inner guidance, because some things have been coming up that I'm now working with my private clients on about what I'm calling the black diamond, which is something deep within yourself. And it may look like shame or things that are actually protecting you from being that wholeness of who it is you are. So I love that you're looking at this, that you're addressing this. And I would love to ask you, Debbie, you know, when someone is living incongruently, what does that look and feel like for them?
Yeah. So when someone's living incongruently, it's the experience of isolated, alone, anxious, that self-judgment, that lack of worth, that lack of confidence. Oftentimes they're closed off in their hearts, or they're not comfortable feeling their feelings, or they're really caught in a lot of really, like a lot of attachments and a lot of cords with other people. So it's really sticky. Their interaction's really sticky. And it's like the kind of thing of like, people always saying, I need to have healthy boundaries, and like not really knowing what that is for themselves. You know, it's that kind of stuff. It's not being able to be authentic. It's withholding or stuffing your feelings, holding back your truth, really living by limiting beliefs, and kind of walking around feeling like that fraud, feeling like you're living in that facade where, okay, I've got my stage character and I can kind of be this for you out here and I can smile on the camera, but behind this smile is a lot of sadness, a lot of shame, a lot of self-doubt, and feeling like they've got nowhere to go to really, you know, talk about that or deal with that. So what I find is that when we are living incongruently internally, that's where addiction shows up, because addiction loves to live in the little nooks and crannies of incongruence. There's so much like, it's almost like we've got like an internal zigzag, like all these compartments. And so it can like hide in all these little places. And yeah, so that's what someone will experience when they've got an incongruent environment internally.
Got it. I got it. And I know you have a tool that helps people with their daily congruency and in that inventory. So we're going to talk about that in a minute for sure. But one of the things I wanted to ask you about is that when we talk about spa life, we look about what is your experience in your space? Like, how do you feel in your space? And the hope is that people, and the intention is that you actually feel differently in your bedroom versus how you feel in your kitchen versus, like, say, in your office. And those are all different experiences that you have. So keeping that in mind, what is your favorite room in your home and why?
I love that question. It's it's actually a room that I'm in right now. And I love it because aside from the electronics that I brought in here to do this interview with you today, it's got no electronics. It's very zen-like. It's got all my favorite furniture. It's got plants and nature and the flow of energy. There's a lot of natural light. And then I also design jewelry. And so there's like, I've got, you know, part of like my ornamentals is like displays of my jewelry. So, and then just design wise, it's got the design elements that really make my little inner girl light up, like lots of swirls and color and texture and fun. So yeah, there's a feeling of spaciousness. And this is actually where I come. I have like a little meditation area in my bedroom, but I actually come out here to meditate because it just feels so good.
I love that. And part of why I love having our listeners hear, you know, what our different guests are doing is because there are very simple things that can be in alignment with us that we can create the sanctuary within our space that gives us the experience that we want to have with our life. So I know, Debbie, that our listeners are going to want to stay connected to you. Please share your daily congruency inventory and how they can keep in contact with you.
Yeah, absolutely. So the congruency inventory is really, it starts out just with seven questions that women can ask themselves every day to really just assess, where am I in my own internal congruency on a spiritual level? I've got spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, but really I find that when you're congruent spiritually, it actually everything else sort of self-organizes around that. And so there's these seven really powerful questions, and I'm happy to get that inventory to you, Diane, and you can share with your listeners. Would be happy to share that with you. And anyone who really is listening and who's thinking, gosh, I'm not sure, maybe I am struggling with some addictions or distraction patterns or obsessions, and I don't really know where to go. I don't know who to talk to. I am your person. I'm your gal. And so if somebody is feeling that and they're feeling I'm living incongruently, I didn't even know that that was a thing. But now that I'm hearing what the symptoms are of living incongruently, like, that's actually ringing really true for me. And I want to know more. I would just absolutely be honored to just extend some time. So if somebody wants to send me a personal message, I mean, you're welcome to go to my website, which is freefromfoodaddiction.com. And I've got plenty of free audios and articles there to really help women get more freedom around their relationship with food and their bodies. And you can also access there a way to just, you know, book a call with me and let's just have a conversation. And so happy to do that. And anyone of your readers who really just want to reach out personally, they can also just contact me directly at debbie@freefromfoodaddiction.com.
And I love that. And you are Debbie as D-E-B-B-I-E, correct?
Yes.
So that way they have that. We'll also post some things, you know, around that as well. And for those of you, because this will be on Facebook as well as the Blog Talk Radio. And for those of you who are in the Facebook connection, please put comments below. You know, any questions that you have, you know, of Debbie or of myself, we will definitely check around and would love to support you. And for those of you who are also sitting in going, wanting to know more about spa life and what is that and how can I step more into that, then I also invite you to go to dianehaffman.com/guide. And then that way you can see the different areas that can support you in having more of that balance and that self-care and, you know, really having that harmony and accomplishment coexisting together. So please, you know, reach out to both of us and we would love to hear your comments. We'd love to hear how we can support you. And really want to just step into that for each other. So Debbie, thank you so much for being here with our audience and sharing your wisdom and being so vulnerable about your path and really giving some women some tools to step into.
Oh, it's been such a pleasure. Thank you so much for inviting me to be here.
You got it. All right, listeners, thank you so much for joining us. And until we talk again, live your spa life. Bye for now.
Your host and Spa Life curator, Diane Haffman, wants you to know you can download her free guide to start living your spa life right now. Go to dianehaffman.com and click on the link for the 9 secrets to step into your spa life. Now, live your spa life where accomplishment and harmony coexist.
You know what drives me crazy? When business owners believe that just because they're not on stage speaking, they don't need stage presence. Stages come in all shapes and sizes. You're on the stage when you're in a boardroom, talking to a prospect, or introducing yourself and your company. I invite you to join me on a free educational webinar called How to Triple Your Income Through Speaking. Learn the critical ingredients to make impact and income on any type of stage. Go to speakersuccessformula.com and grab your spot now.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. Are you ready to rise up and share all your greatness to the world? Stop playing small and settling for mediocrity. If so, then you need to join us at our eWomen Network Entrepreneur Conference and Business Expo in Dallas this year, August 3rd through the 5th. There will be hundreds of women entrepreneurs from all over the world waiting to meet you to share knowledge, wisdom, and even partnerships. Get ready to be coached by me and learn from other multi-million dollar speakers who will teach, inspire, motivate, and guide you to transform your thinking from small to big. And you can't beat the food and fun at our Saturday night dance party either. Look, no one makes it alone, so it's time to stop trying to be the COE, chief of everything, and step into your role as CEO. There is nothing like the eWomen Network Conference to bring out your genius and help you take action on living your dream. Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.